From Hollywood, it's the new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, Pip, your Bergens to help me out. Mold you down.
It's Sunday night and time again, transcribed for Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Mortimer Sturd, Effie Clinker, Gary Crosby, Candy Bergen, Carol Richards, Ray Noble, Jack Kirkwood, Gloria Gordon, the Mellow Men, yours truly, John Easton, and our special guest, Santa Claus's helper, Mr. Frank Fawcett. And here they are now, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. And Merry Christmas to you, too, Charlie. My dear, sweet little boy.
Dear, sweet little boy?
Yes.
Have you been inhaling that plum pudding?
No. No, it's just that tonight, Charlie, tonight my little daughter Candy is going to be on this show.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so happy. You know, she's the apple of my eye.
Yes, I know. But don't forget, Buster, I'm the cabbage of your bank book.
Yes. Candy is so talented, you know. She sings, she acts, she recites, she plays the piano. And she gets wonderful marks in school, too. And she's only 9 years old. Doesn't that make you a little ashamed, Charlie?
Well, so what? Her wisdom teeth grew too fast, that's all. It could happen to anybody.
Yeah. I hope you're not jealous.
Me jealous? I welcome competition.
You do.
What have I got to worry about? Let the kid have her chance.
Hello, Daddy. Charlie.
Okay, that's enough, folks. That's enough now. Goodbye, little kid. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. She doesn't take a hint, does she?
All right. Yeah. Now, Charlie, please. Candy, my own little Candy.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, tonight my heart is full of joy. Tonight my little girl steps out into the footlights of life.
Down, Daddy, down.
Yes.
Holy smoke, she's getting laughs, too. Watch it, kid. Remember, there's only one star on this show. Just remember that.
Oh, but I'm sure he won't mind how good I am. Mortimer's so sweet.
Yeah, that does it. That kid's got to go.
No,
she's got to go.
All right. I think Candy's very amusing. Yes, she's a girl after my own heart.
Yeah, and after my job.
No.
If I'm not careful. Good night, you trial-sized Lucille Ball, you.
All right.
But I want to be on the show, Charlie.
Oh, sure.
I want to be just like Daddy.
Oh, no ambition, eh?
Merry Christmas, Edgar. Charlie.
Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Noble.
Oh, I say, you're Edgar's little girl, of course, yes. Now, don't tell me your name. No, I'm sure I know it. Yes, of course. You're little Dextrose, aren't you?
Candy, Ray, Candy.
Yeah. Now, Charlie and Candy, remember, I asked both of you to learn that wonderful poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And, Charlie, did you memorize it?
Well, I said, yes, part of it.
Part of it?
Yes. I've been sick a good deal, but I worked on it.
Yes, I see. Which part?
The title.
Oh, the title, yes.
Daddy, I studied hard and memorized the whole thing.
Why don't you get lost? Now, wait.
So you memorized the whole poem, Candy? Yeah, now, she may be young, but she's way beyond her years in intelligence.
Yeah, I hate middle-aged kids.
Yeah. I'll tell you, children, I'm going to give you each a very wonderful present if you will recite the poem right now on this program. Yes. And you can take alternate lines. I think that will be interesting. You start it, Candy.
Oh, of course.
All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house.
Yes. Charlie?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more? Yes. Hey, pal. Hey, buddy. Hey, kiddo. What's the next line?
Not a creature was stirring.
Yeah. I got it. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a louse nor a mouse.
And you, my dear?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
And the lead meter room could stand some fresh air. No.
In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus? No. Saint Bernard?
No.
Saint Paul?
No.
Minneapolis? No. I'm on the wrong track.
You sure are.
Well, I tried, gee whiz.
Continue.
The children were nestled, all snug in their bed.
And shoot if you must, his old gray head.
No. Please, Charlie, think of me.
Oh, bald head.
No. Now, Charlie, you know the part about Santa Claus where he rides through the sky?
Oh, yeah. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, the jolly fat man with the red DVDs.
That is completely wrong.
Well, few of us are perfect.
Yes. Candy, will you help him out?
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter.
I tore open the shutter and threw up the sash.
And now comes the reindeer. What about the reindeer?
Yeah, what about them? Yeah.
What were their names?
There were Dancer and Prancer.
Yeah, Dancer, Prancer, Dandruff, and Blintzes.
No.
Thunder and Lightning.
No. What did Santa say? You know, on Dancer, on Prancer.
Oh, yeah. On Dancer, on Prancer. And what do you know? Prancer came in and paid $2.20 to show.
Not my little Candy.
I taught her that.
Yeah, I... You taught her that.
Yes.
Well, it'd been better if you spent a little more time learning the poem instead.
Don't you get it, Bergen? We both know the darn thing.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
We were only teasing you, Daddy.
I see. Well, you two are always thinking of some monkey business.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah. You should have greater respect for your father.
Why?
Why? Well, I've been given a very rare talent.
You have?
Yes.
Why do you hide it?
No, I don't. I am a great ventriloquist.
Oh.
Yes, I am one of the few people in the world who can throw their voices. You see, I can throw my voice upstairs. I can throw my voice under the stage if I wish.
Is that so?
Yes.
You mean like this, Daddy? Hello, Joe, you down there?
You, what do you want, Candy?
Oh, no, not you, Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is our own Christmas carol, lovely Carol Richards singing I'll Take Romance.
When you want me, call me. when my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll take my heart away. I'll take from him. So my lover, when you want me,
ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the portion of our program that teaches you how to be completely self-sufficient. We proudly present our expert on everything. Here he is, direct from a successful year of unemployment, Professor Kirkwood and his do-it-yourself department.
Ow!
Good evening, Professor Kirkwood. And what is your topic for today?
My subject should interest all those who spent more than they could afford this Christmas. My talk today is entitled, Bankruptcy and How to Enjoy It.
Professor, do you mean to say that you're actually advocating that our listeners try to get out of paying their Christmas bills by going into bankruptcy?
That's right, boy. Buy my home bankruptcy kit and become a successful bankrupt.
Professor, do you consider yourself a successful bankrupt?
Am I successful? Oh, what a silly question. Listen, boy, when I got out of high school, I didn't have a dime.
Yes.
And today, I owe over $100,000.
In other words, year after year, you just go deeper and deeper into debt.
That's right, boy. Uh-huh. What's good enough for good old Uncle Sam is good enough for me.
Professor, aren't you a little ashamed of yourself, zipping all those people out of their money?
Oh, that I am, boy. Yeah. Sometimes I get to crying so hard I can hardly count the dough.
But why don't you go straight?
Nothing doing. A friend of mine went straight and nearly starved.
Why?
He was a contortionist.
Oh, right.
Oh, just call me the Red Horse. I'm flying tonight.
That will do. Now, to get back to your bankruptcy kit, just what does it contain?
Well, most important of all, it contains the names of some fine lawyers.
Uh-huh.
Now, just look at the list. Here's the firm of Get It, Got It, and Gone.
Yeah.
Habeas I Object, cut rate criminal lawyers, walk upstairs and save 10 years. Oh, they're terrific.
Yeah.
In the last case, they got the jury so mixed up, they sent the judge to the chair.
Well, that was pretty clever. Right?
Oh, then there's Loophole McKay.
Yeah.
Why, during his career, he defended 30 murderers and each one was hanged.
They were all hanged?
Yep.
Oh, my.
That's how he got his slogan. Swing and sway with Loophole McKay.
I tell you that back in London, they have a frightfully distinguished law firm.
No?
Yes. Their name is Button, Button, Button and Zipper.
Zipper?
Yes, old boy. He replaced one of the buttons that dropped off.
Yes, I'm not well.
Professor, our time is running out. Now, just what is the procedure that you have to go through, as you put it, to enjoy bankruptcy?
Well, first you have to file your bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Any ordinary nail file will do.
Well, I...
The next step is to demand a habeas corpus, mandamus pizzicato, and a choice of two vegetables.
Yeah.
Or as proved by the case of Smirnoff versus vodka.
Yeah.
Not quite a case.
I imagine.
Went to the high court.
Well, thank you, Professor, but I'm afraid our time is up.
Oh, too bad. Well, I'll just collect my lecture fee and go.
Well, Professor, I'm sorry. I don't believe I can pay you.
Then why not?
I've just decided I'm filing for bankruptcy.
No, no!
Now, here's a suggestion for the holiday season from a very good friend of yours.
Say, the next time you plan a party, how about making it a pizza party? A spicy pizza pie, bubbling with tangy sauce and mellow cheese, is a quick trick to make your party a success. And when you use Chef Boyardee pizza pie mix, your pizza takes no time at all. It's that easy. Each gay yellow carton of Chef Boyardee pizza pie mix contains all the ingredients. The flour mix for a flaky crust, the yeast to raise it, the rich pizza sauce, even the Italian-style cheese. So, how about it? The next time you plan a party, how about making it a pizza party with Chef Boyardee pizza pie mix?
Pizza molto bene, what a tasty pizza pie. Boyardee's the chef that treats you to the real Italian style. Boyardee, Italian pizza pie by Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Now here's Gary Crosby singing Autumn Leaves.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips in the summer kisses. Ah, the sunburnt hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, soon I'll hear old weather song. Ah, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when
I got you under my skin. Well, you know, that's kind of silly. There's hardly room for me under there. Yeah.
I noticed there's a bandage on your arm there.
Yeah.
Did you hurt your arm?
No, I hurt my nose.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Why'd you put the bandage on your nose?
Well, I couldn't breathe if I did that. Couldn't breathe. Yep.
Yeah. How did you hurt your nose in the first place?
Oh, bending down to tie my shoelaces.
Oh, I see.
That's ridiculous. I guess so.
How could you hurt yourself trying to tie your shoelaces?
Well, I was on the roof.
Oh, you're on the roof.
Yeah. And the shoes were down on the ground. Oh.
What were you doing on the roof, Mortimer?
No.
What were you doing on the roof?
Yeah, I was on the roof.
Yeah, I see. What were you doing on the roof?
Oh, I was, I was making holes in it. The rain wasn't leaking in the parlor in the right places. Oh, I know.
Wasn't leaking in the right places?
No, it wasn't coming down where I'd set the pans out. Oh.
Like a smart Alex out there tonight. Well, rain is very important.
Not in my parlor, it ain't.
Well, I mean, rain turns everything green.
No, it doesn't turn everything green. My cow, Bessie's been out in the rain. Bessie stayed brown. Bessie stayed brown.
She was out there during the heavy downpour?
Yeah, she was standing. Well, she was in the water, deep water.
Yeah, how deep?
Well, it was up to her crankcase, up to her crankcase.
I see. Well, it must have been difficult to milk her.
Yeah, I guess that's how they got the saying, "How now, brown cow?"
Well, we've had more than our share of moisture this year. Have you any idea how much rain fell this last season?
Well, I'd say all of it.
All of it. Rain is an interesting phenomenon.
No, phenomenon.
You know what makes rain?
Well, I guess water makes the best part.
But let's start with evaporation.
All right, you start it. Yeah, all right.
You know what vapor is?
Vapor?
Yeah, what do you think?
Vapor. Is it the husband of the viper?
No. When the sun shines on a lake, what happens?
Freckles set in.
No. I explain evaporation this way. All air contains some moisture. Have you noticed what happens to your breath when you blow it out on some cold morning?
No, I ain't paid no attention. When I'm finished with it, it goes its way and I go mine. That's the way it goes, yeah. What am I supposed to do, stand around and watch my breath?
Well, now, when you breathe on a mirror, in a few seconds it's missed.
Well, don't look at me. I didn't steal it.
Now, wait now. When I say your breath is missed, I don't mean that it's missed.
Oh.
I mean it's missed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it goes, yeah. I'd like to get out of this thing. You guys loony.
You don't understand. Mist is sort of like dew.
Yeah, like dew, yes. Honey or howdy?
Well, I know. Dew is moisture. You know, it's constantly being evaporated from the earth. Moisture laid in air rises, it cools, and lower cloud is born.
Would you give me that again?
Moisture laden air rises.
No.
It cools.
No.
And lo, a cloud is born.
Is that right?
Yes.
A boy or a girl?